Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to talk about the first step approved for the proposed municipal telecommunications utility coming to the city of Pella. Well, Mike, a project that has generated considerable interest and I would say excitement in our community is the potential municipal telecommunications utility. And the first major step has been approved, which opens the door to a lot over the course of the next 2 years. Let our listeners know about the contract with Newcom, who Newcom is, and the scope of the services they'll be performing for this very large project undertaking for the city.
First and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, the city did approve an engineering services agreement with Newcom Technologies, and they're an engineering firm out of Des Moines. And the purpose of the contract was to design a fiber optic network for the city of Pella. Now, to get your listeners up to speed on this whole process, this really started back in the spring of 2018 when the community had a referendum in our community. And the question was very simple in the referendum is, should the city of Pella form a municipal telecommunications utility? That particular referendum passed with a 92% support. And really since that time, Andrew, we've been working on a business plan for the new utility. That business plan was concluded with the assistance of our consultants at the time, was FAR Technology, in the spring of 2019. It took approximately a year to put together. The conclusion of the business plan is this was a feasible endeavor for the city of Pella. So really, it fast forwards to what happened last night. After an extensive process for us, an evaluation process on who would be the engineering firm for our new utility, we did select Newcom as far as our technical services committee. We evaluated seven proposals of seven engineering firms, and we selected Newcom, and the council approved the contract last night. Now, as far as the scope of services and what we're proposing to do with the fiber optic network, it's very important for your listeners to understand that the proposed fiber optic network, what is being proposed, is to eventually install and extend fiber optic infrastructure to every home and business within our corporate limits. This will be a shared network between our electric utility, our water utility, and the proposed new municipal telecommunications utility. On the electric and water side, we're proposing at a future date to install advanced meter infrastructure or smart meter technology for our those two respective utilities, and that's really what they'll be using the new network for. The telecommunications utility was being planned to propose as far as services would be internet services. This would be high-speed internet services, Andrew, with speeds of not less than 1 gigabytes per second. So it will be a gig community when it is installed on there as well. We're also planning on offering television services, including cable television services, as well as voice services as well. And overall, our plan for the new utility and the tentative timeline is to be operational in the spring of 2021. What happened last night was really the first step in the process to make that plan a reality, is you got to get the network designed. And that's why we approved the engineering services contract with Newcom Technologies. Now, overall, when we look at the contract, it really had three base components. It had an engineering design phase when we really talk about the outside plan, and that's the backbone, and that's the fiber optic infrastructure that would be extended to every home and business within Pella. The second component also includes the design components of the central offices, so that would be where the electronics are that would power the new network as well. And then it also included a construction observation component of this. So when the construction actually occurs on the network, we'll have the engineer out there inspecting it to make sure the contractor installs what was spec'd in the contracts. So overall, there's a lot to consider with this, but when we look at the contract with Newcom, the overall estimated fees were based on per linear foot of the size of the network. And we estimate right now the size of the fiber optic network will be somewhere right around 70 miles within our community. So it's a very large network, Andrew, and it's a good thing on this. But overall, when you look at the estimated fees, we believe the contract from Newcom for the design, engineering, and construction observation would be just shy of $800,000. For the network. Now, the critical timelines that we're operating under right now is Newcom is required to complete the design of the network in December of this year. If we're able to get that accomplished, what that would do is put the city in a position to seek construction beds on the network in early 2020. And the tentative plan is, if council proceeds at that portion of the phase of the project, would be actually start construction on the network shortly after tulip time of 2020 and hopefully have the fiber optic network installed at the end of 2020. That would once again allow us to be operational with the new telecommunications utility early in the spring of 2021. So between them, there's a lot of logistics that still need to take place. And I think you mentioned that is it sets off a fury of action steps at the city of Pella that we're going to be addressing. So I would encourage your listeners to pay close attention to the city council agenda, because this will be an item that will be discussed at future council meetings. And there's several associated action steps that are going to still need to be undertaken to bring the new utility to life. But last night was an important first step. That was hiring the engineer on this. This is a Des Moines firm, very experienced in telecommunications utilities and installing fiber optic networks. In fact, this firm designed the Indianola Municipal Telecommunications Network that they're using currently for the city of Indianola. So with that, we're very pleased that the action step is, and we look forward to this project, but a very important first step last night.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini discussing the latest about the Pella Municipal Telecommunications Utility. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.